Sama Zion Amadalus. Two dots. Omar of Shaman Baraba, Omar of Yerkanan. Yaknitsa Zov, Shaman Osoi, Rehu Kishavyov. If she brings in gold into the marriage, simply as she says, it means pieces of gold, not coins, not kalim. So it's that is taken at value. I mean, there's no din of discounting it. There's no din of over, you know, rating it as higher because you could do business with it. It's taken at value. Mesri. We have a brisa which says hazov hareo kekalim, which the charo, if it's kekalim, what does that mean, kekalim? It means my love, kekalim shel kesef. It means like kekalim shel kesef, which would go into the regular din of the mishnah, and something which is the din of shum, the parsi that you discounted a fifth. Where it says lo, it means kekalim shel zov v'loy parsi. So what we're saying is that kekalim of zov and pieces of broken, you know, pieces of gold have the same din, and neither is parsi. That's what the price meant. The more says im kena. That's what the price meant. Kekalim v'boylei. It's the point you're saying is that whether it's full or broken, it's the same din. So that it should say that gold is like it's kalev. It's gold kalev. Voy Tanya, we have a different price. So that answer, we're going to challenge that answer the following way. We have a different price which says the following. Zov, this is a Tosefta, Hareo Kekalim. So that's how the price starts off. The Dinoriz of Harei Hen Kiksofen. Then, if you have gold coins, they have the same din like silver, even though silver was a little bit easier to move. The more says in Bamitzia, it was more chorif. The more expensive coins weren't accepted as easily because I'm assuming A, they cost more, so not everybody was able to always able to could afford to give the exchange of that coin, and also probably you were taking a chance on the coin. Any coin which you were getting, you take a chance that it wasn't a full amount because you couldn't necessarily always measure them. So you're taking more of a chance on a gold coin than on a silver coin. So they weren't as easy to move into the market, but still they have a thing like a kesef that you add a shlish. Okay. If they don't have a set amount, how they exchange vis-a-vis silver, so then Shomer Son Mareh Hein Bishav Yehin. Bishav Yehin. Bishav Yehin, I guess. Over there we do a shum on them, and they're taken at their value. So, since there's not a set amount of how they exchange vis-a-vis silver, so they're not as easily put into circulation, so then they don't have the mile of kesef that you add a shlish, but they don't have the chasorin of kalim that you discount them a fifth, but you take them at value. So it works like this. What's he going back on? He's going back on the case of pieces of gold. He's going back on the case of gold coins. Ilei Masefa, he's going back on gold coins. That would mean to say, because the Tanakhama saw a field of Mokam Shinogar Shalafortan, the Tanakhama holds even a place where they don't have a set amount how they go out vis-a-vis silver, which means they're not really used in circulation as coins. So then you still add a third. That can't be hol nafki. They don't go out. They don't go out in circulation, or at least not easily. So they're not any better than kalim in that sense. So it can't be that the Tanakhama, that Rishon Gamliel is going on back on the case of gold coins, because the Tanakhama would not argue with him in that situation. Elanav, so we're forced to say, he's going back on Resha. He's going back on the Tanakhama, case of gold pieces, not gold coins. Mochikomer. Zob, Reo Kekalim. So what does the Tanakhama mean? The Tanakhama means like this. That my that the Tanakhama is Zohar Ka Kalim, my Kalim, Kalim Shal Kasef. Gold is like Kalim, like silver Kalim, which the law is that you discount them a fifth. And Shimon Gamliel said like this, depends. If they are gold pieces, Arehu could denorim shall zov, but mokum shenogu shall lefortim. Just like the nori shall zov, in a place where they're not part of them, they don't go out into circulation at any set amount. The law is you don't discount them or add to them. So gold pieces are not like kelim kesef where you subtract a fifth, but rather they're like gold coins in a place where you're not part of them, where the law is that you take them at value. And I'm assuming that, and like the Moore said before, that was obvious to us that a mokum which you're pirate them, they're a coin. So they add a third, you add a third. A mokum which you're not a part them, they're not a coin, but you don't discount them either. That's a given. So he says I can use that as a point of reference to say that same way gold coins, you don't discount at a fifth. So gold pieces, you don't discount at a fifth either. Okay, so then it comes out the Tanakhama holds that you do discount that. So the Gemara is going to see that as a kasha. Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan says that you take gold pieces at value. This is the point of the Tanakhama Shimon Gamliel.
You take gold pieces, what?
At value. Okay. So that's the Moore sees that as a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Moore says, Loi. No, I can answer like this. Loi lema seifa. The Shimon Gamliel is going back on Tanakhama Shimon Gamliel. Really, Shimon Gamliel is going back on the seifer. So the case wasn't that they weren't Yotze at all. They are Yotze, just they're not Yotze easily. It can't go out in circulation. It's just not as easy to put out in circulation as silver. But still, we add a third to it. Omar Sarah and the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel hold the Kim Lo Nafke Ela Ayirat Chak Lo Mishabchinu Le. That since it's not easy to push it out in the circulation, so you can't argue this this is something you can use for iska and make money on it because it's not easy to move it. So the Shum is not mechuyev to add a Shum of a third on top of that. The second way to answer up to this braisa that it shouldn't be kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Now we haven't answered the first question still, and the Mor is going to go back to that. But the second question from this braisa we can answer like this: Kula Rishon Gamilhi. The Bryce is not etching a machlokes. It's all Rishon Gamliel talking. So you get, there's definitely some point missing. We're going to have to add into the brayso. So we're going to rework the brayso. So pieces of silver are like kalim, which we understand means like, according to Rebbe, would mean that gold pieces are like gold kalim, and neither one are discounted. Dinaris of Hareo Heng Kiksofim. Gold coins have it in like silver coins that you add a third. Comes the Bryce. The Bryce says, however, that halacha that I give you, the you add a third by gold coins, it's only in a place where they have a set amount how they discount, how they are used in the market vis-a-vis silver, so they're easy to move them into the market. Then Shama, my son, if that's not true, so then we have to do a shum on them. And they're also just like gold pieces and gold kalim, so gold coins in such places are also taken at value. Not you don't add a third or subtract anything. So that's the chesur mechzor that we're putting into the brayso. So your question was, how could you have Rishon Gamliel going back on the Seifa? How can the Tanakhama argue with him? The answer is there's no Tanakhama. And nobody's arguing. The more says still, Kekelev in Boyolei, but you're back to the problem of it should have said Kekelev. If you're saying gold pieces have the same halacha like gold Kalim, so Zov saying gold is like Kalim is not the right way to say it like that. Saying Zov is like it's Kalim. So where says Kasha? That's a question. Kasha means the more feels that it's a question. It has to be answered, but it's not compelling to refute the what we said. Yiboy Sema, that the... we're going to go back and say like this, that we'll learn the Braisa like we, that Zob is Kekalim, it means Kekalim of Kesef that you discount. So if so, that's going to be Akasha on Reb Shimon, on Reb Yechanan. Reb Yechanan said you don't discount Zob. Hachamayz Kinan B'tahava Pricha. That it's made into it's very small pieces, and that already then is opposed to chunks of gold, whatever it is. But this is very small, like I guess gold flakes or something of that sort. So those and Ravashim b'memale. Which is even smaller pieces, gold dust. So that already is discounted, like Kalim of Kesef, that discounted a fifth. As opposed to Rabbi Yechon, it's talking about Zov, Rabbi Yechon, it means pieces of gold, of ingots of gold, something of that sort. So that's already, that's taken, it's not money that you add a third, but it's not kalim that you discount a fifth. You take it at value. Okay. The Gemara then moves into other types of items which we're going to have that you don't discount or add. You take them at value. Which means they were choshev enough in their place that... or some things that you even actually, I'm sorry, the things that it's the case that you would add a third, the place where they were, even though they're not money, they're chashav enough that they would be used in the market for exchange and for payment. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yannai, B'samim shel Antuchia harei hem kiksofim. The B'samim from this place Antuchia, over there in Antuchia, that was the they would do business using a mode of exchange, a medium of exchange would be the B'samim. So therefore, they get in the kesef that you add a third. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gamalim Shel Aravia, the Isha Gavra Parna Mehem. Parna Mehem means you add a third. So I guess it means in Aravia that they were kosher enough that people would take that as payment, that you could use that to do investments with a Gamal. Amar Papi, Hani Toisvi, the Bay Maxi Isha Gaba Parnamihem. So the clothing in this place called Bay Maxi. Again, you would add a third to them. Amar Papi, Hani Sak Shaki the Rudia. Actually, to Tamkunchia Isha Gaba Parnamihem. So in the place of Rudia, the place of Kamchunya, they had items which they would take and put into for them. They were choshev enough that they would take that as payment, and you could use it in the market very easily. So you would add a third. So the sacks and Rudia, I guess there was very little of that type of thread available. So they would actually use the bags as payment, and ropes in Kamchunya. Now, I seem to recall, tell me if I'm wrong, the Gemara of Brachas talks about the pulling the rope very tight. That's like the tear of a rush of a person dies. It's like pulling the ash of them. It uses kamkunya also, but it's going to be these very chashav ropes. Okay. Amar Rava, Miresh Hava Mina. Originally, I've had the following opinion that Hani Arniki de Mechuzo, the wallets in Mechuzah, which is where Rava lived, Isha Gaba Parna Mehem. My time up. Asmatayu Alayu. That they would look at that as the reliable type of an item. In other words, the same way we look at coins as something which you're not worried about what's going to happen to them, their value. You trust them. So these items were so choshev in that place that people would store them as a form of payment, etc. They would as something to rely on to be able to say they're not going to lose value. Okay, that's what I thought. But kim in the chazoy, and therefore I would say that you had, based on that, that you would add a third. However, Kima the Chazoy, once I found out, I saw the Shakla Lehu, so that when they would collect their Ksuva, and they would get these items, Venafki, Kimashke Ara, Zavdi Behu, they would go out and buy real estate with it. So I understood what was happening. They didn't feel confident relying on that as something which is not going to lose value and be safe, a safe investment. They much more comfortable moving it into real estate. So I realized that they don't, and they would buy that Kimashi Ara Zavdi Behu. They buy real estate with it. I mean, Asmatayu Arahu, that they only felt more comfortable relying on ground than not. That so that would create a halacha that Rabbah held that this originally that even though we have a rule that you cannot collect from a metalton of Yisoymim, they could collect from the, if the husband will leave over these arnakis, that there was equivalent of money that you could collect from them. But now I said that that's not true anymore. We go back to the rule, you can only collect from the karka of the assignment. Okay. It's like Rashi. Fourth line from the top. Zohav, chaticha zohav, pieces of gold. You don't add a third, you don't subtract a fifth, you take them at value. At the Shuma. So the Brisa says, Zohav shaber, pieces of broken pieces of gold. Harehu kekelim, it's like the, like a full kelim. Mufarsh, also my kelim, what type of kelim are we referring to? So the Mor says it means like kelim shakesa, that you subtract a fifth. This is a kasha to Biyakurun. The Mor says, no, it means kekelim. Then the Mor brought a second Brisa, which zobri kekelim, dinari zov, shame tzavuya, which means once it's not just a piece of gold, but it's a gold coin. It has a stamp on it. It's been coined. Rehin kicks off him. The Tanakhama says it has been like silver coins. Loisim shlish the fishim is umanim liskar. You add a third because these are easily made to use for investments and make profit with them. He said, if you're noigu shalola forta, and the forta means sheesh lehen kitzus matbeyo lachlifin tomid b'dinari kesef uberprutos loitzav v'dascharo. They have a set amount, how much you exchange them vis-a-vis silver coins and the copper coins. So that's called the forta. So a place with the noigu shalola forta, Shumil says, then they're taken at value. So he's going back on the Tanakhama, the Morris is that difficult. So fine. Now where's the Paxi going out?
Where's the what
coming out? Oh, the Bachman was back before. The Fisha Mishtamish Behan, Wumakabun Mapachas Khamish. That's like Kalim Shal Kesef. That you subtract a fifth. You don't use them as coins. You use them as for other purposes. And that we said before that those things you subtract a fifth. So what's it going on? Ilema Sefer Adinori Zohav. So how can the Tanakhama argue on that? He's saying Mavakam Shenogu Shal Laforta, and you still take them. You add a third. That doesn't make any sense. So Mor says. It's going back.
Even if it's not minhag to be
poor, even if the minhag is not the porta, the Tanakhama can't argue and say that you add a third. That's the Mor's question. Shamil's right. You take it a value. You don't take it. You don't add a third. If you can't put it into circulation easily, you can't say you add a third. Okay. So the Mor said that. It's going on the ratio. That is a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Samora said that it's going on the sefer and nafgal yedel chak. Iboy sema kekelim shal kesef tepachsi. It is like kelim shal kesef, and it does. You do discount to the fifth, but we'll take shal Rabbi Yochanan. So then it's a question of Rabbi Yochanan says you don't discount it. You take it at value. Is Birgutol's Gedolus. It's on larger pieces. Masisin, but the Hava Pricha, it's gold made into very small pieces. Grutol's Dakis. Shenoifel Mehen, Kishon Mashvin Behen. That some of them you lose, they're very easily lost, etc. So you can't take, you can't be Mechayim, the husband, take it at full value because there's greater potential for loss of them. Ravashi takes it a step further. Is b'mimale dak shel zov shekaren falala, very very fine pieces of gold. So that's like gold dust. So that is already you do discount it. B'samar Shalom Tuchya, who Ikris Charasa, that's the main business they do over there in Antochia. So over there, that's very easy to put it into the market and make money with it. If she brings in part of her nadunya is besamim, then within like kesef, you add a third. Okay, then it said, parna is the gemal share ravya, you give a parna mehem, rashi's revach shlish. Again, it means that you add a third. Tesis doesn't like Rashi's pshat because this is why the more changed. It should have said, rain kicks off him, like the language which we're using until now. Tesis, debay mixi, smallois shalosimokim, the garments of that place. Also, German pranamayam, which according to Rashi means you add a third. Then we said the ashli is the chavolim, the ropes of kamchunya, they were choshev enough that they were moved into the market very easily. So you add a third. Arnikin de Mechusa, kisim meleim mos, so Rashi learns it was the money, with the question here is money. Pardon me, Hamlezeh Shemati, Rashi says over here, I heard that it means the following. She's garbed the ksuba minitsi yasamim. Even though we have a rule that general that metaltim of the yasamim don't go to balchayv, but the money, the coins of the of, in the purses, but the coins, you could collect from the yasamim because asmatay walayo. That's what they relied on when they committed to the ksuba. Vegavim metaltili. This metaltim. We are going to metaltan kihana like this. Shehein lehem b'mokam karkos, fishabal yischarehem. For them, money replaces karka, because the people which are in the world of business, money is more important to them than karka. Once I saw the shakudahu. Once I let anoshim hamonis or grusha shagavus ksuvasan. That when they're collecting the ksuva, what they do is they go put it into karka. So I realize they're relying on karka arahu, and therefore vein garbis element of karka mini yisamim. So we're back to the general rule that you cannot collect from metaltan, including the money. Okay. Hamasi is bitter stam lo yifchus lo minchemishim mezuz. Like the Mishnah, a person marries her off, and they do not make a set amount of how much he has to bring in for a nadan. He has to give a nadan of 50 zuz. Let's say pasak lahachnisa aruma. If he made to they made up, he's bringing nothing, not giving any nadan. So as it were, bring her in without committing to any commitment of clothing. She has what she's wearing, but not committing to bring any property into the marriage. Lo yomar abal, the Baal can argue, theoretically, that his commitment to take care of his wife's needs starts after nisuin. So over here, the law is he can't say kishachni sena lebesi achasena b'ksusi. So if that's the arrangement that they made with the father is, he accepted that the father is not giving her any not enough clothing, the husband has a commitment to pay for the wife's clothing even before the nisuin.
How does this relate to the Jesus?
It's the case.
No, but in other words,
the
father is required to give the 50 zuz.
No, it's stam. The master is bitter stam. Lo yifchas lo mepochemishim zuz. If they made up, they made up.
Okay.
Right. So saying if a case where it's stam, so that we don't know, there's no set amount. So the assumption is they made a commitment to that. But if they made up an arrangement, they can make an arrangement otherwise. The master says yisoma lo yifchas lo mepochemishim zuz. The gaboy tzedaka have to give at least 50 zuz. If there is more money available, you would give her more. So Rashi, the Gaboy Tzedaka have to give an amount of 50 zuz. Okay, let's hold it here.